Young Africa, it's designed to be self-sustainable, but obviously for new capital investments, we need money. Like, as a setup, it can pay its overheads, but it can't develop and grow. So if we want new equipment, if we want to introduce a new department, like at the end of this year, we want to introduce electronics, which is cell phone repairs and stuff. So obviously we need to invest in the equipment needed for that before we can rent the department. So the money's essential to ensure that the organization keeps up to speed with the latest trends. Like, we can't be training carpenters in 2050 when everybody can buy cheap plastic furniture. We also, for a lot of these students here, they're relying on money coming from relatives maybe in the UK and stuff like that to pay their fees. So we offer scholarships, especially for young women. So we use money for that. And also we want to introduce a health corner for SRH or information in the primary school, and we also want to expand our reach because Young Africa does mobile outreach training as well, which is we fill up a lorry with all our equipment and we go to areas like high burden areas, border towns, etc., and rural areas that are underserviced by traditional TVET providers, and we bring our stuff there, we set up and we train youths who don't have access to stuff that people have in the cities, like training. Oh, wow. So they do short courses, but those are donor dependent because the students there can't pay any fees at all. So at least here students pay fees, but when we do outreach, we need donors because the students aren't in a position to pay fees. And obviously the training consumables are very expensive. And also we need a lot of money to run our hostel. It's a hostel program for 48 young women, kind of halfway between being adults and leaving their orphanages or wherever they grew up. Most are double orphans as well, so they have nobody to provide for them. So they come here for 2 years, live here, and obviously during that time they have access to 24/7 psychosocial support, so that takes a lot of money, and also all the referrals that they need because some might have had traumatic experiences. So we always say we teach life skills, because in motor vehicle mechanics we can teach somebody how to like open a car or whatever, but if you don't give them life skills with it, they can use that to steal the car. So life skills is the kind of the bind that teaches like personal development from all sorts of points of views. Yeah, give a youngster the tools to live and she will choose not to die is the motto of Young Africa. And then our other one, every morning starts with an assembly at 8:30 at the, just where that stage thing is. And the motto is, if it is to be, it is up to me. It's about taking personal responsibility for development as well. And this is why Young Africa is a locally owned organization as well. It's all about local responsibility for local issues. Yes, this is sustainable. Like, you're not giving money and it goes to somebody as cash. It's going in kind. And say an investment in, for example, we recently bought wheel balancers for our MVS department. Our MVS department, motor vehicles department, trains 90 young people who wouldn't have access to education otherwise per year. And if the equipment lasts 10 years, we're going to train 900 people with that one machine. So it's a much longer term investment than giving somebody a food package that'll be over by the end of the week. It's like teaching a man to fish is much better than giving the man the fish or whatever. So it's an investment in the individual for their future rather than solving a problem now and forgetting about it next week. Yeah, there's over 20,000 people have graduated so far. Wow. Yeah, we average about 1,000 a year. And when we hope to enter border towns in Chirundu, which is the Zambia-Zimbabwe border, and in Beitbridge, one of the biggest borders in Africa, South Africa-Zimbabwe, this year. So we hope to increase our reach substantially.